This is episode 1980 of the Who Cares News for Friday, May 28th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a heaping helping of the Who Cares News, by golly.
Heaping helping, getting ready for, pre-gaming for Memorial Day.
Here it comes. Here's Morgan.
Now, okay, so we know that CUDA-K is 8 months behind.
Yes, okay? We All do. Right.
But still,
yeah,
there's some stuff that can be funny.
Yeah, sure.
In order to become a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
old Kimmy had to take something called the baby bar exam.
The baby bar exam?
Uh-huh.
Never heard of it.
But she failed. So on last night's episode of CUDA-K, she says,
Oh my.
I'm a failure. To not pass gets your spirit down and makes you want to give up.
God. Don't give up, Kim. Kim, you got plenty of other options.
I know that was your second time to try it. But Kim. So in California, you don't have to go to law school to become a lawyer.
Really? Is that our problem?
It could be. You know?
I need to talk to David A. Reed Esquire about that, our corporate lawyer.
That's a good thought.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you can actually, if you're an LVN in the state of California, you can challenge the RN board to become an RN.
You can challenge the RN board to become
tough.
I don't understand. Yeah. Why?
I don't either. Because that's why, you
have to go to school to be a lawyer or a nurse. I don't get that. Next, they're going to say you don't have to go to school to be a doctor. Just put doctor behind your name. You're good. You're fine.
So,
prescribe me some of that feel-good medicine, doctor.
So instead
of
going to law school, which we've always thought she was going to.
I thought she was going to law school. She's got money.
She's doing a four-year apprenticeship with a law firm.
Uh-huh.
And she plans to take... I can just imagine the people at the law firm.
The law firm.
And she plans to take the actual bar in 2022.
Okay. All right. But does she have to take the baby bar again, or what's the deal?
Well... If you go the route that she's going, you have to pass the baby bar after year one.
Okay.
Kimmy needed a 560 to pass.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Kimmy, you only got a 474.
474 out of 560? Yeah,
but how did you feel about that?
I spent
6 weeks straight.
Six weeks straight.
10 to 12 hours a day studying.
Oh, God. I got my phone out. She got a B. She got a solid B. 84%, 85%. That's a solid B. Guess she can't pass with a B. Maybe 560 is the B.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Or maybe the C. 560
is not the A.
Okay. My bad.
Yeah. The minimum score you can get would be a 560.
So she's an F. Kim's an F.
Or a hard D.
A hard D.
Now, Courtney did tell her.
Oh, Courtney's in on this. Now.
I feel like Dad would be really proud of you regardless. God. Just the fact that you're pursuing this. Not pushing.
No, pushing.
But kind of pushing. You're pursuing this.
God. 6 weeks. She slaved for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Over a hot computer, I'm sure.
Book or something.
Or iPad, probably iPad. Well, maybe your phone.
Maybe your phone.
She's probably law on your phone.
Curled up by the pool.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, waiting to be airbrushed by the pool. That's all they do is they sit by the pool.
See, she could take a caption of her feet, her feet by the pool as she does. Studying for... Studying.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, good luck, Kim. And good luck with that apprenticeship. Ooh, wow.
I'm going to look up, while we're doing this, I'm going to see how many baby bars can you take?
Yeah, let's find out.
Matthew Perry.
Our friend Matthew. Mm-hmm. We've had conversations about Matthew in the last, week.
Yeah.
He's been the topic of discussion.
Be any more broke, maybe? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's
What's
broke.
Going on?
I don't
What's
know.
Going on?
I don't know. He quit the celebrity video app Cameo after friends expressed concern for his slurred speech.
Oh.
So he disabled his account.
Wait.
What?
He had an account on Cameo?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Why, Matt? Why?
Well, you know, stars get on there and they do a little clip for your voicemail.
Well, usually they're D-list stars. Now, Matt hasn't had a lot of work in the last few years after The Odd Couple.
No.
But, you know, he's probably doing something reputable like theater. Oh, wait, theaters have been closed for a year. Well, maybe he's running out of money. How can you run out of money when you were on Friends?
When you're a friend. How do you run out of money when you're a friend?
They had more money than God.
Anyway, he disabled his account on the platform. It allows fans. Right. This is how it goes. You can purchase personalized videos.
Right.
From celebrities.
I'm familiar with it. I've never used it, but I was going to see.
And I think you can use it.
I think I have it on my phone.
Do it on your voicemail? Is that
I don't know. I was trying to see if Halle Berry was on there one time, and she wasn't. So I was depressed, and I think I erased it from my phone. So there you go.
You got it specifically for that, didn't you?
Yes, of course I did. Of course I did. Who else would I get it for?
It was removed.
Not Matt Perry.
You have a list.
But at the top of the list is Halle Berry.
Yes.
Okay? All right.
Just ahead of yesterday's premiere of the Friends reunion on HBO Max, He removed it, or it was removed. He had been charging. All right, keep in mind, this is 20 seconds.
Yeah.
A 20-second clip.
20-second clip.
For the bargain price
of
$999.
What?
I know.
For him to do a 20-second clip?
Uh-huh.
How much money does this dude need?
I know.
So his
departure, it comes after fans expressed concern over his health and well-being after he slurred his words in a promo for the Friends reunion. Now, he says he had emergency dental work the day of the taping.
Okay, so I got to ask that question. Timing. I heard that. So what kind of emergency dental work do you need to have the day that you're taping the most important television show you've taped in 17 years? I want to know. I want to know.
Root canal?
But that's not an emergency. You can't have an emergency root canal. I guess you could if you really wanted to.
They may have numbed him up, though.
Now, I've looked up on Cameo, and it's back up now. So maybe it was just down for a little bit. See? He's talking to us. I don't want to turn it up because then he'll sue us.
What's with the porn stash?
No, he's got a little beard, little goatee thing going
on. Oh, because I can't see the goatee under his
name. Can't see because his name is in front of his face.
Yes.
Matt, you need money.
He's got makeup on because, you know, he's looking pretty old.
Dude, get a GoFundMe, okay? Just enough. Say, I'm Matt Perry. I stuck all my money up my nose.
Does he still have the bags under his eyes?
Look at him. You can see him right there.
Let me see.
See? It's radio.
Oh.
You can't see him. Get the Cameo app.
Someone's had work done.
And look up Matthew Perry. This may be an old account, too. All right. There you go. That's enough. That's enough, Matt. How sad.
Matt, go get a job.
You know who's got money is like Lisa Kudrow's got money. She's got money. She probably never spent a dime.
Probably not. She's fine.
I mean, you know, she didn't have any work done. Everybody else had work done. Don't tell me Jen didn't have work done.
Well,
she's had work done.
Well.
At least injections. More Who Cares coming your way next week. We'll be back on Tuesday with a fresh show. Till then, have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.